Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It probably won't surprise you that the U.S. is high on the list of countries that waste the most food per person. But here in Vermont, we're well on our way to keeping all that food waste out of the trash. In fact, in a few years, it will be against the law for anyone to toss it in there. Here to tell us more about that and to help us waste less is Melissa Passanen. She's a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, it is great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Happy to be here, Rick.
So Vermont Act 148 is the law that will change what we can do with food waste. Tell us what it is and why we have it.
So Act 148 is much bigger than food waste, as I know you know, but it's the universal recycling law, and it was passed unanimously by the legislature in 2012. So what we know is that as much as 50% of what Vermonters put in the trash is recyclables and compostables. The compostables part is food scraps and lawn and yard waste. So keeping those out of the trash saves valuable landfill space, which we don't have very much of, and also encourages us to put them to good use. These are things that are not necessarily just waste. They are resources. Plus, they represent a lot of resources that went into creating them, the food, all of the water, the electricity, other energy. Food has a huge environmental footprint. So part of it is changing the way we think. Don't think of them as waste. Think of them as a resource. And there's a hierarchy of food recovery. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to cut your food waste at the point where you're cooking, shopping, et cetera. And we'll talk about that. The second is, if it is edible by people, get it to other people who might need it. So that might mean sandwiches left over from an event, et cetera. And the third is that a lot of food waste, there are some rules, but can be fed to animals like your neighbor's backyard chickens or local farmer who has pigs. And then the fourth is composting and anaerobic digestion. Those are often on dairy farms. So this act has already been rolled out in big institutions, hospitals, school districts, supermarkets, large restaurants, and it is a phased-in rollout, and homeowners will have to have done all of this by 2020.
People have some of their own ideas about food waste. So what are some of the myths that you've heard?
So there are so many, but I picked three. So the number one is, oh, I don't waste that much food. So here's my suggestion on that, because I didn't think I wasted that much food either. Even if you're not yet composting, when you would collect all your food waste in a bucket, just for 1 week, try collecting all of your food waste in a container and just look at how much that is. About 17% of our trash by weight now is food waste. That's 5,000 school buses worth of waste every year. So believe me, we're all creating a bit more than we think. So that's number one, just be aware. Number two is the belief, and my husband says this all the time, sorry to throw you under the bus, honey. He goes, well, it'll decompose in the landfill anyway, won't it? That's not the same as composting. And no, actually, it won't. So as Claire Innes of Chittenden Solid Waste described it to me, a landfill is like an airless, lightless tomb. Do you remember seeing those mummies in the museum that are preserved perfectly? Well, that's kind of what happens to your carrot when it goes in the landfill. Without oxygen, it won't decompose very well. It'll just take up space forever. Plus, it will emit methane, which is a very, very destructive greenhouse gas. So no, your food waste in the landfill will not decompose or compost. Number three, another myth that you hear a lot, and this is more related to donating, you know, from organizations, leftover food from events, is people don't think they can donate food because they'd be liable if someone got sick. There's actually a very cool act passed in 1996 by the U.S. Congress, the Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act, which takes anyone off the hook. Not that, of course, you want to be getting people sick and you don't plan to, but just in case anyone's worried about that. And there's an additional really cool thing in schools. schools, the Vermont Department of Health actually has statewide guidelines for what are called share tables for lunchrooms where there's a lot of food waste. And our Vermont schools are doing a great job at reducing that. But share tables are where kids can put things that they don't want to eat from either their bought lunch or the lunch they brought from home, and other kids can take them. So that's actually, my understanding is that we're ahead of the game as states go in that.
Can you give us some tips or tricks on reducing food waste?
Yeah, so I've written multiple times about this, and we will put a link on the VPR website to a current article that I've done for Vermont Life on this. Lots and lots of ideas. But I actually went to a workshop in Middlebury that was co-hosted by the co-op and Addison County's Solid Waste District, led by Jacqueline Hochreiter, who works for them. And she talked about three different areas that people can focus on. So shopping, storage of food, and then obviously cooking and eating. So a very obvious one, but just takes thinking about a little bit pre-planning, is to shop your pantry, your fridge, and your freezer first before you go on your weekly or whatever shopping trip. Number two is about storage. A lot of people don't know fully how to store different types of produce the best, or cheeses or meats in either the fridge or the freezer. One of my favorite easy ones, and I'm going to start doing this one in my house, is what Jacqueline calls an eat me first box. I mean, it could be a whole shelf. But so when you know that there are things like leftovers, which people do recommend storing those in clear containers, which makes a lot of sense if you have those. But a great way to just alert everyone in your house that this cheese needs to be eaten before this one, or those leftovers have been in the fridge for a couple days. Please, if you're hungry, snack on this. So I'm literally, and I thought, what a fun job for kids, make an eat me first little, you know, box, and it can be on your top shelf. And then number three, lots of different ways to cook and use leftovers or food scraps, you know, ways to make pesto with the parsley stalks, that kind of thing. So I'll have a list of those that people can access through the VPR website. But I like to call one of them leftover love. So when my kids were still home, now they're both in college, we used to once a week or so have what I'd call like a do-it-yourself, either salad bar, baked potato bar, omelet bar, top your own pizza bar for dinner, where I would just pull out all the little pieces of vegetables or meats that were left, and people could pick from those and make their own personalized meal for dinner that night.
I love it. These are great tips on how to reduce food waste. Next week, we'll talk about how to compost. Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.